It seems it's a perennial call for government to operate differently when there's a new administration and a change in leadership in America. We've got to eliminate waste. We've got to do things differently. No more business and as usual. And Barack Obama, speaking yesterday, wanted us to believe that he's more passionate about this than ever.
We committed to changing the way our government in Washington does business so that we're no longer squandering billions of tax dollars on programs that have outlived their usefulness or exist solely because of the power of a lobbyist or an interest group. We can no longer afford to sustain the old ways when we know there are new and more efficient ways of getting the job done.
And so the president-elect turned over a major card that reveals his vision on how to do this. And on the face of that card was a woman named Nancy Killefer.
I know from my experience bringing about change in the private and public sectors that government has the capacity to deliver services more efficiently and effectively. I have seen it done.
She is the chief performance officer in the new administration, joining us to actually accomplish a lot of work, since this card being turned over tells us a lot about what might happen in this new administration. Max Steyer joins us. He's the president and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service. He's personally acquainted with Nancy Killefer. Max, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning.
Well, first of all, the character of this person and her resume, could she fill the shoes of this chief performance officer idea? And then I want to talk about the idea itself.
Sure. Look, it's a heck of a job, and it's not going to be done easily. But if you're going to have someone do this job, Nancy is the right person. She brings to the job not only incredible expertise from the private sector, having been an enormously successful consultant at McKinsey, but very important, she understands what the public sector requires after a significant stint as a chief administrative officer at the Department of Treasury. And that marriage of the two, the private and public sector experience, is something that you don't see all that often. You don't see it in which one person has succeeded in both environments. So she is the right person for the job, but it is, again, one heck of a job to do.
But I'm reminded of when the Bush administration came in, you know, the expertise was from business. And since we've all run businesses, Halliburton in the case of Cheney, Bush's own business experience was something he campaigned on. This private sector model didn't do so well in the Bush administration. How will it do better here?
Well, again, this is not the private sector model. This is the marriage of the two sectors' experience. And that's what is so important.
What does that mean specifically?
Well, it means that there are certain principles, and she, you know, in her very short statement made one of them, which is, and McKinsey's famous for this, and that is that at the end of the day, it's all about the people, the quality of people, who you bring in, how you manage them, how you empower them. And that's a message that does translate over from the private sector to the public sector. And frankly, we haven't seen that kind of attitude taken to public sector employees. Typically, they've been treated like costs rather than valuable assets. And I think she is somebody who can understand how important it is to treat talent right in order to get a better job done.
But what are the limitations here? I mean, Barack Obama has already said that he wants to eliminate earmarks, which would transform the budget process, but that's up to Congress. And then there are all sorts of civil service considerations inside the bureaucracy itself. What's going to have to change to grease the wheels for someone like Nancy Killefer to really be effective?
Look, the most important thing that has to change is this has to be made a priority. Everyone, you know, one of the big challenges for our government is that you have a set of political leaders that turn over every 18 months to 2 years. President stays at least 4 years, but the sub-cabinet turns over at that kind of very rapid clip. That short-term tenure does not incentivize them to focus on the long-term health of the organization, combined with the fact that you don't know something's wrong until it goes wrong publicly. It's a lagging indicator. And the most important thing that we saw yesterday is that the president of the United States, the elect, stood up with Nancy Killefer and said, this is a priority for me. If he continues to have that kind of focus, we will see real change. But it's going to require that attention from the top.
I mean, Max, just to follow up on what John asked, what does that mean, though, exactly? You're talking about billions and billions of dollars worth of budget. You're talking about hundreds of thousands of employees all over the country. How do you even begin to set up a system to measure what performance is across so many different variables?
You're asking a great question. And one of the things that both the president-elect and Nancy had to say yesterday was that this was not going to be done real fast. It was going to take a long time. Most folks, when they talk about organizational change, talk about a 7-year plus time period. It doesn't mean you don't get improvements during those 7 years, but to see a true transformation. So directly to answer your question, there are some measurements that exist today. We produce a Best Places to Work ranking for the federal government. We have a survey of 220,000 federal employees. You go to the people who know best, and the federal employees tell you what their agencies are doing, what they're doing well, where the problems are. And that's a measurement that you can take across government today. In 2003, in our first ranking, FEMA was the bottom-ranked agency. You could have predicted that.
That's
when
shocking, Max.
Well, no, but it's shocking because we're looking at it from the retrospective. In 2003, that was before Hurricane Katrina struck.
Right.
My point is that alarm bell was ringing, but nobody was paying attention until something bad happened.
Well, Max, let's talk specifically then about policy implications there. Barack Obama has said repeatedly that he wants transparency and information to tell the story of how the government is doing. What new technological tools are available to make this Killifer process more transparent and not end up like what happened during the Clinton administration, where Al Gore had this backroom redefining government thing that, was wonky at best and invisible at worst?
Right. Well, look, I think, again, you said something important, which is technology is a tool. It can facilitate the kind of change and transparency we need, but it's only one tool in a larger arsenal. And again, I believe the focus, as Nancy said yesterday, has to be on the people. But you see it today. I mean, you can go to the web and you can see all kinds of information about all sorts of different providers of service that is readily accessible that you can compare against each other. You can do the same thing with government. Again, the Best Places to Work rankings does that. You can rank FEMA against the Department of Treasury or whatever else it may be. And that public eye, that public view, incentivizes managers inside government to pay attention. There's ways that technology is going to allow better communication. I mean, there are 16 federal agencies that deal with food safety issues. Traditionally, they never talk to each other, never collaborate. Well, now there are tools that enable better opportunities for communication. So technology will be important, but at the end of the day, it's going to require prioritization by the president amidst a very, very busy agenda. It's going to require a true focus on talent that I think Nancy Killifer is going to bring, and it's going to take a bunch of time.
Well, I hear your excitement, Max, but I got to say, when Tom Ridge came in and tried to reorganize national security and the Defense Department under Homeland Security, he got eaten alive by the bureaucracy. What is to say that Nancy Killifer, even as skilled as she is, isn't going to be turned into this giant target within the Obama administration that everyone's going to try to work around?
Look, A, only time will tell. B, the example of the Department of Homeland Security is a great one. They took 22 different subcomponents of different agencies and just put them together under the same roof. They looked for an organizational solution when it was a cultural solution that was necessary. The 9/11 Commission said the quality of the people is more important than the quality of the wiring diagram. In Washington, what people do is focus on wiring diagrams. It's something they can see, they can put their arms around, and they think they can change. What's important here is to focus on something beyond that wiring diagram. How is it that people are working together? What's incentivizing them to do the kinds of things that we need to see happen? How are we measuring that? How are we making it transparent? How are we reconnecting government to people so that they understand what the outcomes are and what they're receiving? Those are the kinds of questions that have to be pushed on and prioritized, and then I think you'll see the change we want. One final, so a quick anecdote on my end. Washington, D.C., the urban myth is that it was designed by the architect at L'Enfant. He did a beautiful job. He did an incredible grid, different letters, numbers, and then one night he got drunk, and he started slashing away at the map, and you have all sorts of different bizarre streets and avenues going every which way. That is the nature of the beast. You think that it's supposed to be logical, and in fact it isn't. But it is still possible to navigate in Washington, D.C. and get around, and I think, if President-elect Obama makes this a priority, we will see change.
And Nancy Killifer is the person to navigate this peculiar Washington logic without terrifying the entire bureaucracy that they're all going to get fired?
Well, I think that she is the right person. She can't do it alone. You said the A-team, and I think the emphasis is less on A than team. It has to be a team effort, and I believe that federal workers, they want to do a better job as well. They need to be empowered to do the kinds of things that President-elect Obama wants to see done in. You'll see a lot of energy from the federal workforce if they're invited in.
All right, Max Steyer, President and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service.
You got that right, crazy man.
Thanks for joining us from Washington.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.